It's time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the forecast. Pat, good morning. I know.
I said, well, either we don't hear from him at all or forget about it.
It was a long one this morning.
It sure was. I'd like to say it was long-winded, but I don't want to use the word winded in the same sense. It'll be partly cloudy and windy today, and we'll have a couple of brief passing showers. Right now, there are showers on the radar stretching from Syracuse and Utica southward to north of Binghamton. This is because of some very cold air aloft, so it shouldn't be a big rain producer. High 70. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Nice day Saturday, just as Mike said. Sun and clouds, 80 to 85. Unfortunately, Father's Day will not be as nice. There'll be a little sun, otherwise showers. And those showers could begin as early as afternoon. And even a thunderstorm. And the high Sunday will be near 80. Monday, more humid with showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. Right now, just taking a glance at next week, it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of sun. So you'll want to think about that and enjoy whatever sunshine we do get.
We got a lot of sunshine yesterday, by the way. It came out for about 3 minutes.
Right after the rain moved out.
Oh,
yeah.
And I thought that it got so warm so quickly, I thought that we were going to get some thunderstorms, but they all petered out before they got to us.
Right. But last night, an area of thunderstorms developed over Philadelphia and Trenton. And they weren't supposed to, but they did. And they moved northeastward to affect New York City, including the New York Mets game. And Pat was up until 11 p.m. briefing the Mets. I told them that at 9 o'clock, I told them it was going to be an extensive rain delay. But obviously, they tried to push the envelope. Yeah. And as you know, the game is going to resume tonight at 6 o'clock, an hour earlier, from the bottom of the ninth. So I went through all of that work, and obviously, they didn't finish the game anyhow. That area moved across New York City and into Southwest Connecticut. Now, you probably got a little bit of rain.
We got some rain last night. It was late. It was probably in between 10 and 12, but not much. But like I said, I thought it got so warm and a little sticky that I thought that we might get some thunderstorms yesterday afternoon. But nope, we didn't.
It didn't. And I have to tell you that for the first full day yesterday of the new American model, the GFS, it didn't do well because it did not depict that area last night. And, you know, you're talking a 12-hour forecast. So I don't have much confidence in it right now. Somebody is going to have to try to instill confidence in me because I just, I'm sorry. I just don't think it's ready. But obviously, the big shots did, so that's the end of that. And again, as I told you, I think next week is going to be, in my opinion, a pretty cloudy week. So don't look for a beautiful weather coming your way next week. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what's going on today, Pat, which is great. And Father's Day is Sunday, but the Masonic Lodge in Lakeville, they have lobster sales during the summer to benefit their charities. And if people order on the phone today, you can get a 1 1/4-pound lobster for $16 each. You can get it either cooked or you can get it alive where you cook it yourself. You go to raise money for the charities that they serve. And wouldn't it be nice if you got yourself a couple of lobsters and maybe had your dad a day early have a lobster dinner because you pick them up on Saturday in between 4 and 6. So, you know, if it's going to be crummy on Sunday, get a lobster dinner, bring it over to your dad. There you go. For Father's Day, a day early.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sounds like a good idea to me. So if somebody wants to get me two lobsters.
Oh, not one, but you want two.
Well, I got to have dinner with somebody.
Oh, well, that's true.
Got to have dinner with somebody.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But anyway, so. Well, I'm going to have a nice, relaxing weekend. Not going to be all over the place like crazy, but still, I don't have to get up at 3:30 on Saturday or Sunday, so I'll enjoy it.
Well, that's a good thing.
And you'll be in on Monday, right?
I'll be here on Monday.
Pat, I want you to have. We all consider you our dad, so happy Father's Day from everybody here that listens to us.
Well, thank you very, very, very much, and I'm sure Shirley appreciates that.
All right. Have a good weekend, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye, Shirley.
Pat Vigano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on